Welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 38. Today you can listen to blog posts written recently by students in my reading and writing skills course at the University of Pécs, Hungary. First, some statistics about the blog experience. This semester, there are 18 students who have decided to write online blogs, and all of these 18 students are now on blogspot.com. And for this episode, I've chosen three of the most recent posts by these students. First, let me read a part from Svat Dóri's post, which is about Lake Balaton, music, Sting, and the lyrics of a song. Lake Balaton, it's one of the most beautiful things in the world, really. A timeless trace of the eternal power of peace, which gives inspiration to me. That's Lake Balaton. It's a sort of relative or a friend. Several things can inspire me, not only the Hungarian Sea. Music is one of them. I listen to music quite often because it makes me relaxed and it takes my mind off my daily routine. I just turn on my MP3 player, don't care about the surroundings, and I can feel alone in a crowded place as well. I like all styles of music. You can read it on my profile. One of my favorites is Sting, and in my opinion, the best track from him is Stolen Car. There's a whole story within that song, that's why I like it so much. A young boy would like to steal a beautiful, expensive car. As he gets into it, he imagines who the owner of the car can be. He pictures a successful, wealthy man who has a family and a lover as well. He has a mysterious atmosphere. The hit single Dancing Queen by the 70s pop band ABBA is the topic of Balázs Évi's most recent blog post. I have a task for the reading and writing skills course, which is to choose a song that I like and to analyze it in some ways. My choice is Dancing Queen by ABBA. I have chosen it for three reasons. The first is that I like this song very much. The second is that this is in the repertoire of our orchestra. And finally, the third is that I have a nice experience with this song. In my last orchestral camp, me and my two girlfriends rewrote some parts of this song and gave some kind of dancing and singing show to our friend, because he got married a few months earlier, and he told us he would like a bachelor day, only with us. As we learned the song with the new lines, I liked it more and more. And now as I'm listening to it again, I can find out that the instrumentation consists of only two instruments, the piano and the guitar. Maybe it's not such a great discovery. But these two musical elements can give a very good sound, and the song is pretty dynamic. On the whole, I like all ABBA songs, and of course the film Mamma Mia as well. Have you seen it? If not, you should. Finally, let's listen to a part of Gazdóplila's story about a Sunday afternoon. On Sunday, it was a mild, shiny autumn afternoon. The wind hardly blew, and there were glittering white clouds in the sky. My friend had a fantastic idea. We made a trip to Lake Deseda. It's not far from Kaposvár, and the landscape is beautiful. I felt a peace of mind, and I could come undone. I was in a good mood the rest of the day. Usually, I don't like going on excursions because I'm lazy, but I realized it has a good effect on me. So my suggestion for the break? Take advantage of the good weather as long as possible, or just stop for a minute and look around. And before I sign off, let's listen to the second part of the song featured in this episode, which is Julia by Alan Says Now. This song is a free MP3 download from the site ilike.com, where you can find many other up-and-coming artists, emerging musicians, including Alan Says Now. So been listening to the 38th episode of Take Off the Podcast. And until next time, take care.